الحمد لله رب العالمين. We appreciate you so much for joining us today. I want to say to each and every one of you, peace be unto you. As we say in our cultural language, which is Arabic, our religious cultural language, we say As-salam alaykum. As-salam alaykum means the peace be unto you. The peace that only the Creator is, can give, that He made for us to use in our lives all the time. And we pray for peace from the Creator. We pray for peace from the Creator whose proper name is Allah. And the Holy Quran tells us that He is the, to Him belongs, لِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَالُ هُوسْنَى فَعَدْءُهُ بِهَا. To Him belongs the most beautiful names, so call on Him by them. I'm your instructor for today, your imam for today, giving the Jummah talk, the congregational prayer talk that Muslims observe all over the world. There are over 2 billion of us on the earth. And on Fridays, the day of assembly, we stop and we have what we call Jummah prayer. Jummah means congregational or group prayer. And we're here in Los Angeles, but as I said, Muslims are all over the world. There's not a country, there's not a state, there's not a city that you can name any place on the earth where they're not Muslims or people who are related to Muslims or people who know about the Islamic culture. So today here in Los Angeles, we're going to have the meeting, the Jummah meeting, and we're inviting you to participate and to listen and to always contact people and encourage them to obey what we obey in the Holy Quran, which is to stop everything we're doing and go to the meeting place of the Jummah prayer. And if there's no meeting place, then we have to have a group of at least 3 to be able to observe the Jummah prayer together, the group prayer together every Friday. It takes the place of the noon prayer. We don't really call it noon. It's actually performed just afternoon because we don't pray when the sun is straight up. Muslims are not sun worshipers, but we don't pray when the sun is rising. We don't pray when the sun is straight up, and we don't pray when the sun is going down. So we're not observant of the sun as something that is so important that we think it's the Creator or that it has special blessings for us that is in and of itself. Allah made the sun for us. The Creator made the sun for us as a blessing, a tool, an instrument of His power that shows His power to bless the earth with all the things that the sun can do for the earth by the permission of Allah. So we are not sun worshipers. We are worshipers of the one who made the sun, of the Creator. We are the worshipers of the one who made the sun, and we call Him Allah. Allah. You cannot see Allah. He's not male or female. But we use the word Him to just suggest authority because it's an old, old custom of the world to observe that the male normally has greater strength of any species and has the leadership obligation and assignment given by Allah of any species. So we say He, but Allah is not male or female. And I hope you can understand what I'm talking about. If you ever have any questions, you call me, Muhammad Khatib, in Los Angeles, California, and we will discuss it, and I will lead you to the Holy Quran, where Allah gives us all of the clear answers. Allah says in the Holy Quran, لَا يَعْتُنِكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا لِنَاكَ بِالْحَكِ وَأَثْنَا تَفْسِيرًا, that there is no question that could be asked or no concern that exists, except that Allah reveals the truth about it. And the best explanation of that concern. And that's what the Holy Quran is, and that's what the Holy Quran does for us. Muslims are not confused in religion. We are not confused about the words of our Creator. And the words of our Creator are found in the Holy Quran. Enough Allah's words in the Holy Quran for our guidance forever, so that we are never confused or lost for guidance and for leadership. And the leadership came through, or the human leadership was given by Allah, the Creator, to his prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him. Prayers and peace be upon him, as we say in Arabic, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prayers and peace be upon him. That leadership was given for our guidance. So the prophet, peace be upon him, is the greatest and most successful human model, example that ever lived for our guidance as human beings, so that we would do the things that the Creator, Allah, wants us to do. Hope you can follow along with what we're talking about. All praise to Allah if you can't. And praise be to Allah if you can't. But be patient, because Allah will reward your patience. So brothers and sisters, we're going to go into the Jummah prayer. And I mentioned patience. We're waiting for people to call in. They call in, and we have some people on the line now. And they observe the Jummah prayer with us every Friday. And we thank Allah for you brothers and sisters who are able to stop what you're doing and attend the Jummah prayer, or gather together for the Jummah prayer service. We always start our Jummah off with the words that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, used. This is his authentic opening of the Jummah and other whenever he gave a talk. And it's called Khutbah al-Hajjah. And it starts like this. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. The translation of the Arabic into English is, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own soul, against the evil that is in our own soul, that may be in our own souls, and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, no one, no thing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is Allah's servant and his messenger. And brothers and sisters, we thank Allah always for giving us his guidance and his help. We thank Allah for helping us and saving us. And as you heard in the words, for saving us from our own selves. Allah says any deed that you do, if you get a bad result from it, it comes from your own self, from your own hands. Something you did. But we as Muslims want to always do what is right and follow what is right. We're going to call the second adhan and then open up the Jummah again for all of the believers that are listening and those who will be calling in, God willing, as we say, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya salah, hayya salah. Hayya al-Falah, hayya al-Falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Again, brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Thank you for joining us. And as you heard us open up the Jummah with the Khutbah al-Hajjah, that is the statement. But we also have to also open up the Jummah with the Adhan. We called the first Adhan. That was the second Adhan just now. And we ask Allah's forgiveness whenever we forget or make an error. And we're not ashamed or afraid. I'll put it like that. We're not afraid to admit and to confess to Allah when we have made an error or when we commit a sin. We're ashamed of ourselves to make sins, but we always seek Allah's forgiveness because we know Allah has not made us perfect. And we know that Allah is the Lord of all forgiveness. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and we belong to Allah. And when we don't confess to people, we don't go and get in a little box and ask the preacher or the priest or whoever to forgive us and have mercy upon us. You know, we might ask somebody to pray for us. We always do that. We call it dua. We always ask people, pray, make dua for me. Make or supplicate or ask Allah to forgive me. But we don't confess to the one that we ask to pray for us. We don't confess to anyone and ask them to forgive our sins. The only ones we confess to is the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah. And we ask Allah to help us and to guide us and to show us the right way, and we'll admit it. Oh, Allah, I've been wrong. Oh, Allah, forgive me my sins. Oh, Allah, help me not repeat that behavior or that mistake or that fault. Relieve me of my weaknesses and strengthen me so that I become a better and a better person, a better human being, so that I commit fewer and fewer errors and sins, so that I become a person who can be of value to the world, a person who can be of worth and value to the world, an asset, that's the word I was looking for, an asset to the world. And grant me your mercy and your help and your forgiveness. And grant me, and you know, Allah says he will give the believers a double portion of mercy. And Allah has the name Al-Ghafar and Al-Ghafur. And that means that Allah not only is forgiving, but Al-Ghafar means that Allah forgives again and again and again and over and over and over. So we want our conscience, our souls to be clean. We want our conscience to be corrected. We want our conscience to be happy and settled. We want our conscience to be at peace. And we want our minds to be at peace. We want our souls to be clean. We want our spirit to be happy and elevated. We want our spirit to be joyful. We don't want to be burdened down with bad conscience or worries, fears, all kinds of stresses. We don't want to be burdened down with that. We want the light to shine. We want the light of truth to be in us, the light of righteousness to be in us, the light of honor, dignity, the light of reason, the light of understanding. We want all the lights to be on so we can see where we're going in the life of this world. We want to be able to not be feeling like we're guilty and all stressed out and worried and in despair. We want to be people who are liberated, and no one can liberate you but Allah. No one can liberate you like Allah. And if someone helps in the liberation of you, they only get the ability or the power to liberate you or help liberate you from Allah. Allah is the Lord of all the worlds and all the systems and all the energy and effort. Allah is the one who has power over everything. He has all power. So brothers and sisters, let us be happy today. Let us be happy. And let us be of those who just practice good sense, practice truthfulness, practice reason, practice justice, honor, giving, how do you say, a credit where it's due. Respect people. Have mercy on people. Care about people. Have love for people. And I know you've heard how the scripture and different teachers talk about how the prophets showed love and how the prophets showed unity and coordination and forgiveness and would overlook the weaknesses of others and would overlook the faults of others. But nobody loves you like Allah. No one can love you like Allah. Allah is the one who, Al-Habib, he's the one who loves you. And Al-Wadud, he's the one who loves you, and he's got the greatest love, and he's the giver of love, the creator of it. Brothers and sisters, let us practice to the best of our ability all of the qualities that we know that will lift us up and that will give honor and give help and give some sort of satisfaction and cooperation with others for the benefit of the world. Allah says about the Muslims, and we're a whole group, and Allah says about our whole group, our whole community, he said that you are the ones, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas, ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah, that you are the people who were created, who are raised, who are developed, who are honored and put together for the benefit of mankind. Your whole community is like that, that you are a group of people, you are a community of people, you are the best community put together that has joined together, that cooperates in the betterment of all of mankind. You benefit the rest of mankind by virtue of your existence. I hope I put that in a way you can understand, brothers and sisters. Created us. Our very existence benefits the rest of mankind because we enjoin them or invite them or recommend to them what is good, what is right, what is clean, what is honorable, and we forbid them what is wrong, what is evil, what is wicked, what is darkness and lies and falsehood. So we invite mankind. We want to strengthen mankind. We want mankind to learn and experience what we have, what we know. We want them to experience the good life, the high life, the real high life, life indeed. We want them to experience a real life, a better life, a higher life, the highest quality life given to us by Allah. He's the giver of life. He's the always living, and he's the most high. Al-Ali, the most high. Al-Hayy, the ever living. Al-Muhyi, the one who gives the life, who gives eternal life to whomsoever he please. And one day, brothers and sisters, as Muslims, we feel by obeying Allah, we will earn eternal life given to us by Allah as a reward for our good deeds in this life, in the life of the world. Yes, we can do it. Allah says you can do it. He created us so that we, by virtue of our existence, by the fact that we live and by the fact that we will obey Allah, we sacrifice, we give, we recommend, we lead in what is right, get stronger by our sacrifices, by our recommendations, by our teachings. Allah says teaching benefits the believers. Allah says in the Holy Quran, teaching benefits the believers. We're going to read a little Quran in just a minute. Oh, it's just the book of light. Well, that's one of its names. Kitab al-Nur, the book of light. So we're the people who invite to what's right, and we recommend, we forbid, we encourage you not to do wrong. And Allah loves us for that. Don't hang up, brothers and sisters. We're going to answer a call here. Okay. And we hope that everybody who joins us can put their phone on mute. And we appreciate you joining us. I want to say assalamu alaikum to all the believers that are on the line. So we're the people who invite to all that is good, and we forbid. We are created by Allah to forbid all that is wrong. Allah created us a community, a whole community of people over 2 billion people who do that, who in our minds understand that that's one of the reasons that we exist, is to call to the worship of the Creator. We don't encourage people to worship anything. We're forbidden to encourage people to worship anything or call on anything as a creator besides Allah. We were created to guide people and to point people. This is Allahu ila ad Allahu ila dar salam. Allahu yet Allahu not to get the whole thing about it, but Allah calls to Ad'u ila dar salam. That was right. That was correct. Allah calls to the home of peace. And we as Muslims are told to call people to Allah, call all men to Allah. That's why when we start our meeting, we call, before we start our meeting or at the beginning of our meeting, we call the what's called the adhan. Adhan literally has to do with reaching the ears of the people. And we call it loud. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I don't claim to have the most beautiful voice, but whatever voice you have, the most beautiful thing about calling the adhan is you are sincerely, sincerely. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said, religion is sincerity. You sincerely are calling the people to religion. And we don't have to say a whole lot. Because Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, also said that religion is very easy, very simply, call the people loudly to Allah. Call them to the worship of their creator, our creator, your creator. Call them loudly to the creator. So we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And we call the people to Allah. We let them know, come. And come to your prayers. Come, it's prayer time. Come to the prayer, and we don't care if it's Juma or the five daily prayers. We always call the adhan. We don't have to call the adhan for any other prayer other than the Juma and the five daily prayers. During Juma, we're still calling people to the five daily prayer. Because the five daily prayers, Juma takes the place of the Zuhr prayer. But in fact, we call the adhan twice at Juma. We call the adhan twice at Juma. So we actually are in fact calling the adhan that would cover the normally what would be the Zuhr prayer, and also calling them to the Juma prayer. All praises to Allah. Brothers and sisters, you need to come to Al-Islam, come to the way of life or the culture of Al-Islam, come around the Muslim people so you can learn what's really real so you can get soul satisfaction. Get the satisfaction in life that you are due. The reason that so many people are hurting is because they don't get any satisfaction out of their life. They don't get enough satisfaction. They try this, they try that, they try, and all that stuff they try that the world recommends for them, that people recommend for them, that many cases criminals recommend for them, is not enough. It's not good. Sometimes it's downright wrong, filthy, poison, degenerate, corrupt, false, hypocritical. They're calling you to things that will never work, will never be accepted by Allah. And Allah tells us what to accept in the Holy Quran. So, in fact, the evil ones are calling people to things that will never be accepted by Muslims either. It's not accepted by Allah. It's not accepted. Crime and sin are not accepted by the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, our model, our role model, the best human being that ever lived, better than any of the other messengers that were sent, you know, like Adam, Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Noah, and on and on and on, David, Solomon, on and on and on, Joseph, Jesus, John. Doesn't matter. No prophet, no human being was ever sent that is better then the Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, his guidance, his words, his example, none of them are better than any of those things about him. So we want to let you know that. Corruption, sin, crime will not be accepted by the creator of the heavens and earth, nor his spokesman, Muhammad being the best of them. When I say spokesman, I mean messengers, prophets, who came with the revelation or came with the creator's words. And the Holy Quran, our book of guidance that Muhammad brought, you know, Jesus brought the New Testament, Moses brought the Torah, the Old Testament, David brought the Psalms, you know, Solomon had the Proverbs. There's no revelation that was revealed that is better than the Holy Quran. It has no faults in it, no flaws in it. We're not going to any caves or digging down at the bottom of the sea in some ship or something looking for it. We're not looking for ships. We're not looking for anything of old that we could find that would be better than what Allah has given to Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, for our guidance. Falsehood is not accepted, and falsehood is not in any of the revelation of Allah unless somebody in the world put something false in it. And that happened in many cases. That's why we can't accept King James's version, because King James is not better than Jesus. He's not better than Moses. He's not better than Abraham. He's not better. If King James's version, that's New Testament, so he's not better than Jesus. That's what we're talking about. So, brothers and sisters, I apologize that the world, it's not really my fault, but I apologize that the world has fooled you, and I hate that they have tricked you, and I hate that they have lied to you. I'm sorry that the Europeans up in Europe, those people who and the children of Israel who claim to be, many of them claim to be Europeans, and they claim that that Jesus came to them, but they rejected him because he didn't have everything they wanted. And they say that he is not a legitimate prophet, and they lie on him. They lie on his mother. We don't accept what the Europeans gave to the world, telling them it's religion. We don't care if they call it King James Version or anybody else. And if you go back to the scriptures that came to prophets before us, or before them, excuse me, who came before, long before Prophet Muhammad's time, long before Jesus' time, you'll find that many things agree with what we have in the Holy Quran, but there's too many things that don't agree. We cannot guidance, and it's not simple. Look at how the Old Testament mentions all these generations and all these names of people that really don't matter. And Allah says about the Holy Quran that it is a replacement for these things, and it is a correction for these things. It is a book where Allah gives you only the things that are necessary, only the things that are important, only the things that are completely true, only the things that will guide you and improve you and strengthen you and heal you. One of the names of the Holy Quran is a Shifa'un, Shifa'un, that it is a book that will heal you. It is a book from the Creator that has his own words in it, and will heal you completely if you submit to it. You should give yourself to the Holy Quran and what it says over and over and over again. I don't care how weak you think you are. Just say, oh, Allah, help me. Oh, Allah, guide me. Oh, Allah, increase me. Oh, Allah, improve me. And we say, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Increase me in understanding. Increase me in wisdom. And then let Allah do what he does for us. He answers our prayers for real. He helps us. He strengthens us. He forgives all of our sins. Allah says he will forgive your sins. Allah says in the Holy Quran, can anyone forgive sins other than Allah? Allah will forgive our sins over and over and over again. He will forgive our sins, and he will strengthen you. He'll make you feel cleaner. He'll make you feel better. Brothers and sisters, we have to kind of like, I don't want mean to sound condescending or like I'm looking down on somebody, but we have to grow up. We have to grow up. We have to mature. That's what I'm trying to say. We have to wake up. We have to throw off the things that we think and accept what Allah says we should be thinking. And you say, well, what are you talking about? Look how readily and easily we accept what the world gives us and has given us all of our lives. All of our lives, they've been telling us their version of the world and their ideas about what we should be thinking. Isn't it insulting to think that all the mistakes that you be making is because you listen to and you are obeying, and all your life you have been following the things that somebody else wants you to think about yourself and about life and about the world? Isn't it insulting to know that the reason your life is so screwed up is because you dumb enough, and I don't like, I'm not talking down to you. I'm telling you, we've been fooled, brothers and sisters. We're really victims. Isn't it horrible to wake up or have somebody remind you, which doesn't happen often? This might be one of the few times that you've heard somebody say it, that you have been tricked by the life of the world. It's insulting to think that you have been living all this time, years, weeks, months, days, hours. If you were to multiply your 50 or 60 or 70 years, your 30 or 20 or 10 years, by so many hours, in so many days, in so many years, you will be, oh, it'll hurt you so bad to realize how much time you've wasted following the world and have gotten so poor that you're doing the right thing. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, in a few minutes, in a few weeks, in a few months, in a few years, Allah will, if you believe in him, if you will give Allah a chance, if you will follow what Allah has recommended and called for and commanded, you'll find that your life will do a wonderful turnaround into the right, the proper direction, the real direction towards the truth. You heard your whole life the truth will make you free and set you free. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to get no truthful direction from the European world. You're not going to get the truthful direction from the Chinese world. You're not going to get the truthful direction from the African world. You're not going to get the truthful direction from the Arab world. You've got to get your truthful direction from the way that the Creator has designed the world. You got to get it from the Creator of the world. Don't look at the world and say, guide me, men. Because they lie all the time. They swindle all the time. They trick all the time. They backstab all the time. They cheat all the time. Men do that. They set you up all the time, scrapping with you for money, scrapping with you for land, scrapping with you for power. They send whole armies. They will get everybody, turn everybody against you, dress them up so that you'll say, oh, well, that's the army. Oh, they get to kill you just because they in a certain dress or uniform. Allah says in the Quran, he has punishment for these forces. He has punishment for these, I believe the word is junud. If I'm incorrect, then please correct me, or when I see it, I'll say, oh, I wish I had said it better. I wish I had said it properly. But I'm saying, the world doesn't have the right to gather up armies and take your stuff. That's not justice. But brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, and you say, what can I do about it? What can I do about it? What can we do about it? You have been blessed to have control of something, or to have access to something that will make you a better person. It's called your mind. If you use your mind right, if you use your behavior right, your knowledge in your mind, truth in your mind, and your willingness or ability to obey what's right, to follow what's right, that's like morality. That's what that is. Your good knowledge plus good morality will make you a super human being, if that's what you want to be, at least strong enough to throw off evil, get rid of evil, and stop obeying people who show you every day that they don't have your best interest in their hearts. They don't have your best interest in their thinking for themselves. They're greedy for themselves. They'll kill for themselves. They'll poison you for themselves. They make factories, industries of corruption. They make factories that make and manufacture poison that they will sell to you for your money and for your time, for your life. They'll try to make you a lifelong subscriber to their corruption, their sin, their direction, their control, their oppression, their slavery, psychological slavery, mental slavery, want to enslave your mind, chemical slavery, want to trap your body so that your body cannot escape from wanting the poisons that they have manufactured and put together for you to control your life. You going to follow them? We Muslims are offering you freedom. We're offering you liberation, real freedom, real liberation. We're offering you an opportunity to escape from these devils. Yes, don't go to them. Don't go to any land begging them to love you, accept you, because some of them will say, I can't love you because you're the wrong color. I can't love you because we got more power than you. I can't love you because you're too weak. I can't love you. You know, some people too weak to work. So there's Native Americans who died off in America because they were not as strong to work in the hot sun as the Africans. So they brought Africans over to the Americas and other places in the world to use them. Some of them, they just took them back home to Europe. Some people have been in Europe as servants and slaves who come from Africa, servants and slaves as long as the other Africans have been in the Americas. 500 years, 600 years. In fact, Rome was a slavery state, and so was Greece, and so was Egypt. So there's many black Africans who have been used for thousands, and I didn't make a mistake when I said that, of years outside of Africa and outside of their native areas and homeland for the satisfaction of criminals. Sinners against Allah, criminal. Call you to Al-Islam. I invite you to Al-Islam. I invite you to practice a way that inherently or inside of itself, from its very creation or its very inception, it denies and refuses to make you a person who injustice is perpetrated against. Allah says he's not the oppressor of you. He denies oppression even for himself. That's what it says in the Holy Quran. And that's how we are as Muslims. We don't want to oppress you. We don't want to misuse you. We are forbidden to commit the crime of oppression. Allah says oppression is worse than slaughter. Oppression is worse than killing people outright. This oppression is worse, messing up their mind, playing with their mind, capturing their mind, torturing their mind is worse than killing them. Every Muslim is forbidden to be that way. Our community is forbidden to be that way. And if you do it, Allah says he's going to punish you real bad. He said the worst thing you can do is to mislead people from him, mislead people away from him. He said that's the worst thing you could do. And Allah says, "Wa in tukti akthara man fil ard yudiluka an sabilillahi." That if you were to follow, if a person is tempted to follow the life of this world, if you follow the life of this world, the common behavior, the usual behavior of the people in the life on earth of any society, you would be led away from the way of Allah. If you follow any of these tyrants, any of these corruptors, any of these various races who think their color makes them so powerful and their witchcraft, superstitious false religions make them so powerful that they dominate others with it, brutalize others with it, control and go to war against others, talking about we're the soldiers of God. How are you going to be the soldiers of God when you got a stick or a statue or a symbol of a dead man, or a cow, or a dog, or an eagle, or any of those things, and talking about that's God, that's the God you're representing, well, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. So, brothers and sisters, we Muslims forbid that. We forbid each other to follow falsehood. We call each other to the worship of Allah. We try to lead people to the worship of Allah by telling them do only good things and stay away from bad things. Believing in Allah, that's the number one thing. Stay away from bad things. Be attracted to and love good things, righteous things, just things. Because of our obedience to Allah. No matter what, believe in Allah and stay away from corruption. That's what we're telling the world. That's what we're telling the world. And we look for facts. We look for reasons. We look for answers. We look for truth. We want to be free. We want our minds to work properly. We're not following the world and asking the evil ones, the big judges, the politicians, what do you think? What do you think about it? What do you think I should do? Oh, they're ready to tell you what to do. Wrong. They're going to tell you what's wrong. That's what they're going to do. In fact, they got a whole language. They say, we want you to be politically correct. But their idea of what's politically correct, which really means do what I tell you to do. Do what we tell you to do. Do what our big, powerful, sinful, criminal, lying group tells you to do. That's what they call political correctness. That's what they call correctness. They're not correct. They're not morally correct. They're not mentally correct. They're not spiritually correct. You know, in the world, spirituality for us as human beings means to for your mind to be feeling good, for your mind to be elevated, for your mind to be illuminated and lit up with what makes sense. They're not like that. They want you to be obedient to them so they can keep their foot on your neck, so they can suffocate you with falsehood and darkness, corruption, poison ideas that make you silly and make you weak and make you stupid and keep you doing things that are un-Islamic, unrighteous, indecent, unclean, inhumane, disorderly, false, something that poisons you to the core. That's what they want you to do. That's what they call correctness, because they know that if you follow what they tell you, you'll be so confused, you'll be so dizzy, you'll be so astray, you'll be so thrown off, you'll be so stressed out, you'll be so unclean, you'll be so silly, just wasting your time. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, Inna al-mubadzirina kana ikwana shaitan, that the waster